it will be easier to use and this counts for all its users. Intuitive use, and I think that's the strength also of the iPhone and the modern technologies, is that you don't need to read the manual before you can start using it. And for buildings, we want buildings that are unique, have an identity, but we don't want to search for the toilets or the lifts for hours. The next point is that access and approach. This is where the regulations have pushed to get access into buildings and the approach already from the car park to the front door and getting through the front door is already a whole series of obstacles that have now been have to be addressed much better. I think that there is also one of meeting the regulation by the letter. The next thing is to integrate it into the building as though it was always there and is naturally part of it. Because quite often an action can improve the quality of the building for all to see and enjoy without it being a bolted on afterthought. Issues of life safety have also pushed the way ahead. Obviously, getting people out of buildings and keeping them safe while in buildings is critical, and that's where regulations have set, again, minimum standards. And they tend to be, although there is smoke detectors and intelligence things, the world of fire and other emergencies are very much based on the worst case scenarios, power fails, what do we do then? So it is, in a sense, low tech and simple. But there have also been a whole range of technical improvements which have crept into buildings and are pretty, perhaps, unremarkable by today's standards, but they are much more widely available now than they were, and perhaps also becoming more affordable. For instance, audible interfaces in lifts, infrared and movement detectors in buildings, intelligent access control, power-assisted doors, etc. And all of that has actually reduced the numbers of barriers of getting in and